I'm Zack Snyder, and welcome to the Lions Honor Nerdcast, the show where we talk about anything and everything related to comic books, anime, video games, and the like. Who are our guests this week?
It's me, Aiden of Blue Couch Productions. Ooh. Here in the hood. Baloney Wizard, my boy.
If you get that reference, then...
Smash that motherfucking like button if you get the reference.
I doubt
that. We get this video to
48! No.
Who's the next person this week?
Well, it is I, Damien, the Porn Man.
Great. Oh.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Can you say that again, but in English this time?
A little louder. I couldn't hear it actually.
I'm the porn man.
You really couldn't understand it because your microphone was peaking so hard.
He's the pervert. Next person, please.
Hey, I am the hentai man.
Exactly.
I've got all that porn, you know?
Exactly.
Zach's just like, I rest my case.
What is Japan, what is a pervert in Japanese?
Yeah, I know.
Hentai. I
know. It literally is.
Yep.
Awesome.
Who would have thought?
Who's the next person this week?
Hi, I'm Kyle.
Oh, that's so, Kaiba, not Kyle.
Relatable, maybe.
Funnily enough, I'm actually playing fucking Seven Trials to Glory right now.
Man.
You have no idea what that is, do you?
Nope.
In the slightest.
The first of the Yu-Gi-Oh! video games to actually have a plot.
Mistake.
What do you mean it's not just collecting cards and playing the game? What a fucking waste of time.
And the next person is...
That's Marzjak. Hi.
Ustav.
Yo.
I stream on Twitch, I promise. Wait, we're not whoring ourselves out yet. Fuck! Well, you know me by now, probably. Fuck off.
We were supposed to record last night, but we didn't, so we played Dungeons & Dragons instead. So they're spouting off references to our session, which you can find on Caffeine Dragon's YouTube channel. At some point.
Whenever that shit goes
whenever
up.
Whenever he actually uploads something, it'll probably be weeks from now.
Check it out, 2019. It should be right there.
It should be there up in 2020. Or is it 2024?
But this week, we're talking about...
Yeah, Blade Runner.
Our topic is, why do publishers feel the need to censor games for a wider audience base?
I don't get why Japan censored Blade Runner. It was kind of a travesty if you really think about it. I shouldn't have done that.
Douche. Remember when Legend of Zelda was censored?
Dude, remember when they took all the hardcore porn out of that one fucking Mario game?
Yeah. Mario's Hotel, I remember. Actually, it might still be in there, but nobody's actually played the game, so we don't know.
I have. Mario Hotel. Actually, no, Mario Hotel isn't that bad. The Zelda CDI games, though, those are crap.
You know, I have to disagree with you, but okay.
Did you buy a CDI?
Fuck no.
Mario? Okay. I just had to ask.
I want a CDI so bad, but that's off topic already.
I am not
spending
that much money on that shit.
Not only are they expensive,
that much money to play an awful game.
Not only are they expensive, but they break down more than like any other console because it's so shittily made.
That's unfortunate.
The controller's too.
There's a console that's shittier when it comes to actual lifetime of the console than the Xbox 360. Color me in.
Oh man,
that thing's a piece of fucking shit.
Then again, the CDI doesn't red ring, so it might be slightly
there
better.
There you go.
No red ringing.
So publishers, we were talking about before the podcast that our initial thoughts were talking about how like a lot of Japanese games and publishers end up being censored when they're translated over to America. But really, a lot of companies kind of censor their games in multiple ways to appeal to wider audiences.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, like, why is that? Why does it... What's wrong with having an exclusive, you know, base of audience members? Like, what's wrong with that?
I think a lot of it depends on the type of brand and company you are.
Yeah, because if you're EA, you don't want, you know, niche audiences aren't good for EA's business model.
Right. I was going to say, though,
what
like,
the fuck is this?
Nintendo's more likely to censor something than, let's say, Devolver Digital.
Well, yeah.
I mean,
the day that Devolver actually censors something, it'll be a cold day in hell.
Yep.
You can look at E3
like,
from last year. Devolver Digital.
Who's your company? Who's your brand?
Yeah.
What kind of games are you getting out there?
Yeah.
You need to sell this many copies? That kind of goes into it.
Yeah. With publishers, censoring is more common than if it's an in-house development. that they can get on Steam or whatever without having to go through a publisher, because publishers do have to protect their brand. Yeah,
but they also,
of course,
attack.
In some cases, this amounts to, hey, let's shove in microtransactions because we're dicks. But, you know,
I don't see how that even remotely help protect your brand. What the fuck?
It protects that bottom line.
Actually, it does. It protects the identity of their brand. It protects the identity of their brand as assholes.
They attack with microtransactions.
It stains their brand, but it keeps their shareholders happy, which is what matters most.
It protects their yacht money. How are they going to get a yacht without these microtransactions?
Yeah, how is the CEO supposed to cover up his affair?
You can't buy a diamond-encrusted yacht if you're not making all of the money.
Come on, guys.
Exactly. That's basic economics.
You got to be able to pay off the girls.
Yeah.
Anyways, nobody can understand anything
anybody is saying. So, I guess let's start this off with...
What kind of filter did you put on us? Why can't they understand?
Are you censoring us, Zach?
I put a flanger filter over everybody's words. I would do that for like 2 seconds because that'd be funny. But that means I'd have to edit the podcast, and I don't want to do that. So... One of the biggest like censorship things I've seen in the past 2 years was with Fire Emblem.
You mean the shift from Fates?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, okay, I know what you're talking about now.
You're so confused.
I love this mode.
What are you talking about, but it doesn't ring a fucking bell for some reason.
Please explain. Do you know it? I can tell it if you explain.
I do.
Yeah,
but so does Zach, and he brought it up. So
no, why don't you go ahead and explain it? That's perfectly okay. I want to hear.
Yeah,
okay.
This is a great story.
I remember that.
Yeah. Okay.
Right.
So Fire Emblem Fates had this feature where you could invite people into your room and like pet their fucking face, or blow steam off them in the bath.
It was the perfect idea.
Yeah.
I don't know. What there was
and American audiences were like, what the fuck? Especially since you can invite small children up to your room to do this with.
This is a little bit creepy.
And Nintendo of America was like, yeah, we're not going there, and cut it out of the game. And then the diehard no censorship ever fans freaked the fuck out, and everyone told them to shut the hell up because they're weird.
It was integral to the game, guys.
Honestly, you could have the exact same effect by just like by just having a small cutscene, which is what they basically ended up being.
Yeah, they didn't remove the entire feature. You can still do it to your spouse, but yeah, you can't just call up random Joe. Oh, and even better, in the Japanese version of the game, you could call up random people to pet them while your spouse looks, because evidently that gets them kinky.
I mean, hey.
If you don't have a cuck fetish in 2018, something's wrong with you.
I mean, Fire Emblem Fates was... I'll be honest, I very much understand why Nintendo of America looked at that and went, no.
Well, obviously, it's fucking creepy.
Yeah,
you don't want to encourage that kind of behavior in young North American audiences.
No, because
I don't want to encourage it in young Japanese audiences.
You don't,
because that's also Fire Emblem. Especially when Fire Emblem was getting real hot at the time. They just came off of Awakening. They're selling super well. Mm. If they threw that shit out there, it would fucking people would throw their shit out in the west.
Yes, that was a big part of it. Right then, the Fire Emblem brand was getting a lot of Western recognition for the first time ever.
Right.
So at this point, it's like, nah, let's not shoot the money horse.
Yeah,
exactly.
Fair enough. And then they did it to a Fire Emblem Wii U game. I don't know the title. It's a fucking long ass title.
They had.
It's like a Fire Emblem.
It's that. Hold on, it's that specialty crossover thing.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Fire Emblem Cross Shin Megami Tensei, and nobody gives a shit about that.
Fuck that game.
That's the only time I heard about that game was because
I really like that game.
I'll be honest,
it's really good.
I keep forgetting it even exists.
That's because it's a Wii U game.
Do you know what they censored Marjack in that one?
Yes, can we say it at the same time?
I wasn't paying attention. I was too busy jerking to the cute girl.
Aiden, can we say it at the same time? Because I think I know what you're talking about.
I don't know what it was.
Oh,
was
you don't
guessing.
Know? Okay.
No, that's why I was asking.
Are you ready?
I forgot what they censored. Yeah.
Tokyo Mirage.
Gay conversion therapy.
Tokyo Mirage session.
What?
Gay conversion therapy.
Amazing.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Wait, what's that? What was that?
That's what they took out.
In what?
In Fire Emblem.
Amazing.
Tokyo Mirage.
It's like a gay conversion.
Not only that. Not only that, they also took. They actually blacked out the panty shots and stuff like that.
Yeah, but that's old practice.
That's just Japanese behavior in general.
Nonetheless, made that joke, by the way. Shout out.
And then paint the outfit.
Shout out to Scott DeWaz for that gay conversion therapy joke.
Speaking of fucking censoring, the first, when I think of like.
Oh, shit! That's right.
Don't, because I think I know what you're going to say, and you're going to steal my fucking thunder.
Don't.
The one that I think of when I think of, like, things from the East being censored in the West is Bravely Default.
I've never even played that, so I have no idea what you're on about.
Very good.
It
but
is.
They censored some of the outfits you can have in that game pretty fucking hard.
That is
true. Oh, yeah.
They do that with the sequel? You
dick. I don't actually know. I haven't played it.
I haven't played the sequel either, so.
Oh, should have done that.
There's another one on the Wii U that didn't even get ported to America, and I'm trying to remember. I have like a demo to one of the games, so I'm pulling it up right quick.
Was it
the actually drain on your?
I know it's randomly here. Fatal Frame.
There it is. There.
Yeah, that got what? Wait, you mean Maiden of Blackwater? That got
that
translated
one did,
into
but there
America?
Was a different one that did not.
Yeah, there was two released for that era.
Oh yeah, well, wasn't there just two separate versions of the same fucking game though? Yeah,
it was. They just completely took out and rechanged certain things for the Western release and gave it a different name.
Well, they've always given a different name in Japan. Project Zero for some.
Well, also, most Japanese games are
very
Japanese.
Catchy name. Would definitely catch on in the West.
Who would have thought?
Well, there's always been like a translation difference in lots of things. Like Mega Man, for instance, was Rockman in Japan back in the day. And for some reason, they didn't go with Rockman. I don't know why.
I like Rockman.
I guess Mega Man just sounds like Rockman, more American.
Fits the music theme that franchise got going on.
I guess.
Mega Man just exudes pure sex.
Exactly.
What that is. They went for the sex appeal option.
Mega Man's the character on the box art in America. Rockman is the actual character.
Yeah. Okay.
That's great. I love that.
Mega Man's the guy with the actual gun and like ugly.
Fucking Rockman. If you've never seen the original Mega Man cover art, you shouldn't because it's scary.
It's amazing.
They censored the Japanese one.
I don't know if I actually
have. Oh, it's beautiful, man.
Shit.
It's pretty. Mega Man 1 and
possibly
2.
Even 3.
3, they
but no.
Shit. 3 looks ugly, but it's the right Mega Man.
What I was talking about, though, was going back to Fire Emblem Fates. Originally, there was like a whole bunch of like underwear outfits you could wear. And there's a whole slot left on the on the fucking accessories menu for it. But the only one they left in was the towel. Like, originally there was underwear.
That's
what
you wear,
too.
Towels
are
important.
Towels are sexy, too, so.
You gotta bathe.
Okay, in your anime game, actually, in your Japanese game, specifically anime games, you have to have two customization options. One of two. Either bathing suits or towel.
Yeah, they left in the towel.
That is an unspoken rule.
And boob size, that's very important.
Yes, boob sliders.
Please
can we mention how a couple of games took out the goddamn boob sliders?
You do that.
I can't remember which game it was. That's more recent, but there has been.
Wasn't it one of the Xenoblade stuff?
It was Xenoblade Chronicles on the Wii U. Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. They took out the boob slider there. That pissed off a lot of people.
That's fucking
Xenoblade Chronicles X.
Yeah. Because you don't take the boob slider away. It's there for customization purposes.
What's like the worst?
Because some people like the itty bitty titties.
Worst censorship is when they just don't even bother bringing the games over because they think the audiences across the seas won't give a shit about the game or they
Fantasy Star
or whatever.
Not that specifically. I'm like, what's one game that we got that was so gimped due to censorship that it's not even the same thing?
I find it amazing that you used the term gimped. I'm sorry. I just thought that was really funny.
Remember, Microsoft got the original Gal Gun and they stopped you from being able to see the panties in that.
I'm talking games that remove like entire mechanics and features in the name of censorship. Like
to the point
boob slider's one thing.
Game.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to think of something like that because I know there's a lot more heinous ones in particular. Let's see.
Me neither right now.
Most I could think of is like outfits and stuff like that, but I don't tend to pay close attention to how games were censored, which is kind of ironic because I'm on this podcast.
When Mortal Kombat came to the SNES, they did a lot of things to that one.
Yeah, but didn't change the base game.
Sure.
It was this. Yeah, I mean, all it changed. They changed. Shit, my brain shut down. They changed the they took out the blood and changed one attack. Yeah. That was it. But it was still the same input, so hell, I think it was mostly the same animation.
They removed blood and no more heroes.
Oh yeah, they did that. Didn't they change the blood's color? That was dumb.
To ash. It's different. It's totally. It's not.
It's really fucking dumb. That doesn't like change the game very much at all. Though.
In
Well, he brought up
the SNES version of Wolfenstein 3D. They took out all the blood and gore, all the Nazi symbolism. The guard dogs were replaced by mutant rats, and Adolf Hitler had been renamed Stottmeister.
The SNES version of Wolf 2. That was weird. Or Wolf. Apparently, id Software was so pissed about that censorship that they actually leased the Wolfenstein 3D engine to Wisdom Tree for Super Noah's Ark 3D, which is just amazing. It's the only unlicensed.
And I don't want to take it too far from video games, but it also happens a lot in anime as well. And to the point where it's, and a lot of it comes with translations in Japan thinking that Americans can't handle certain things. And my favorite example of this is in the original Pokemon series, instead of Onigiri, which is rice balls, they say that Brock has got jelly donuts.
Jelly donuts.
Jelly donuts.
Yeah.
That one's a fucking meme. If you don't know that one, you probably haven't been on the internet very long.
Yeah. Or you haven't had a childhood.
I would argue that's censorship for the better because it became a meme.
It turned into a funny thing.
But it's also extremely racist.
I feel like that one is less censorship and more like they just changed it just due to the drastic difference in culture.
Sure.
Yeah.
Like if you said, "Oh, these onigiri are delicious," everyone in the West would be like, "What the actual fuck is this idiot talking about?
Is that a Pokemon? Can I catch them here?"
Amazing.
Heck yes. They probably will. Left 4 Dead 2 is on this list of most ridiculous censorship.
Oh, is it?
On here.
Yep.
Two, I think, actually. Yeah, Left 4 Dead 2. But I haven't played that game, so I don't give a fuck.
You haven't played Left 4 Dead 2? I'm sorry, I thought you owned a PC.
I do. It's probably really cheap as well. I just need
I haven't played any of
them. Oh, yeah.
I just don't give a shit.
Oh, yeah, Earthbound had some.
Yo, Left 4 Dead isn't a cover based shooter. Why haven't you played it?
Because I just don't give a shit.
Left 4 Dead 2, I've seen like so much.
Honestly,
YouTube.
I just have to go.
Oh, wow.
Go play it.
Left 4 Dead.
Ness was actually appeared naked in Earthbound in the Japanese version. References to death were less obvious, and punishment is changed from spanking to the loss of dessert. The phrase "die and go to hell" is replaced "I'll smash your guts
Nintendo
out.
Nintendo does a lot of censorship with never mentioning the word death. Like, if you fell in a game and you quote-unquote die, it never says that you die. It's why Pokemon faint. It's why the game overs are just always that different one.
Oh, wow. Crash Bandicoot 2. Cortex Strike.
Really?
What they
death animation in which Crash is squashed into a stunned head and feet was altered for the Japanese version due to its resemblance to the severed head and shoes left by a serial killer loose in Japan at the time.
That one makes a little bit of sense.
That's so specific. That one is fair.
That works.
Oh my god. Right. Final Fantasy VII. Some of the profanity used by Cloud, Bear, and Cid has been censored with swearing symbols. Also, the word wench used by Tifa was also replaced with swearing symbols.
Huh.
I feel like swearing symbols are a little bit less egregious just because you can fill in the blanks really easily. Right. So not really a whole lot of value
is lost. It happens
with
comic books a lot, too.
Nintendo was also big on anything back in the NES days. Anything featuring a cross or religious imagery was kind of straight thrown
except
out the
for
window.
That one Japanese game that was literally about the devil.
Yeah, blue devil that like comedically fucking tilts the screen, like not even remotely resembling Satan at all. Even fucking Castlevania.
All right, but do you even know what Satan?
Oh wow, The Last of Us, the European version got censored.
Do you even
censored.
Know what Satan? It's like,
did they manage to censor it into being a good game?
It doesn't feature dismemberment, exploding heads.
Did they
the Japanese version is censored as dismemberment is not possible. And the scene where Ellie is in prison and witnesses a man cutting a corpse was also censored. Specifically, the camera's position
does
not
show. Which game again?
Hold on, he was doing what?
Which game is this?
Last of Us.
Those are called spoilers. I haven't played that
Who
game.
Who gives a shit?
That game came out how long ago?
Oh, wow. The Uncharted Drake's Fortune, the blood is removed from the game entirely when playing the Japanese region version.
Why?
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 Have these people never played a single Japanese game in their life? Have they never played Bloodborne?
Oh, wow. Mario Party 8, the UK version... took the word spastic and changed it to erratic.
Yeah, I heard about that one. Because spastic over there, I think, is a word for...
penis.
I don't know if it was mentally unstable or something, but people took that.
Oh, wow. In the Stick of Truth, the European version has all five references to anal probing removed.
The
abortion minigame was cut.
Okay, the screens that they play on those are fucking hilarious.
They are!
I remember the Australian one is like, it's like a picture, I think it's like a koala on like a palm tree and it's crying. Fucking amazing. They have these hilarious images. They have one where it's like a statue that's face palming. I think that was like the general.
Oh, wow.
I like Damien.
And then it just says
The Witcher 3. The Witcher 3 got censored. Holy
fucking
shit.
Wonderful.
Wait, really?
Witcher 3 Wild Hunt. Violence and gore was reduced. Nudity was cut from the game's release in both Japan and the Middle East.
Whoa.
Hang on.
Japan was cutting out nudity.
And violence and gore.
Yeah. Hang on. That's a thing that happened.
Yeah.
Witcher 1 and 2 had a lot of that, to my knowledge. And I
guess
3 was
they all have a lot
popular enough to where they're like, hey, we gotta... I don't know.
Yeah, the gay conversion theory fucked. Oh yeah, Mario Kart 8.
Gay conversion.
Whoa! Mario Kart 8 got censored.
Yeah, the updated version 1.1 patch has a censor in the game because of the Inkling Girl's usage of offensive arm gesture.
giving it the fist.
Yeah.
Classic. Super Mario World was also.
Oh, and then the original.
What did they change in Mario?
Super Mario World had like dolphins and you can eat the dolphins in the Japanese version with Yoshi, but apparently in the American release you can't eat them. You can just like jump on them or something.
Ice Climber had something with clubbing seals that they had to take out because that was kind of the thing going on.
And the original Witcher, in the US release, all the female portrait cards shown after Geralt's sexual conquest were censored in the US version.
Contra in Europe is literally made up of fucking robots.
Probotector.
Can't get too graphic there.
Probotector, I love that so much.
That sounds raunchier. Why are you going to call your game that? I want to be the
Mortal Kombat versus DC Universe.
Can we take a shot every single time Damien says, oh, wow.
was actually censored here in North America. Please. It was actually censored here in North America. Two fatalities in the game were censored.
Wait, was it actually censored here in North America?
Yeah, just to ensure teen rating.
I couldn't tell.
Yeah, just to ensure T rating in North America, two fatalities were censored.
I can't believe that to ensure a T rating, they censored it here in North America. What a bummer.
Shadow the Hedgehog censored itself because originally it was going to be a teen game, but E10 just came out and they were going to shoot for that instead, which means they had to take out a lot of their content.
But he still says damn when he dies, that is super edgy.
Cuss words are okay, violence are okay. In the West, what they're censoring is sex more than anything else.
It shocked me that Donkey uses a swear word in Shrek.
Hey, Super Castlevania 4 had lots of censorship from Japan to international. Yeah, this drop of blood.
I never would have been able to guess
that one. Title screen, cross
thunder. Especially
the
RPG board.
What? Damn it.
What? What, Kyle?
Nothing.
Wow, Kyle got really upset by that one.
I've been playing the lie my entire life.
Something else entirely.
What?
Oh, the nude statues were given clothes in the international version, too.
Mario 2 was censored
to
a completely different game.
It happened.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
2 was supposed to be more difficult, and then it came out as the...
Oh, wow. And the original Punch-Out, the character Vodka Drunkinski
was changed to Soda Pop.
Yep.
Even though that whole game is just racial stereotypes.
Yes, it is.
That one's too far.
You can't make fun of anyone that's even
mildly
Russian.
Oh, wow. Mike Tyson was changed to Mr. Dream in Punch-Out.
And then Mr. Sandman for any following game.
Mr. Sandman.
So stupid.
Give me a dream. Bah, 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 bah.
Wow, Metroid Prime 3. The entire Metroid Prime trilogy, the word damn said by Admiral Dane was replaced with no.
It's censored Birdo's gender. No one gets to know that.
It's a third gender that...
Also, we all know Birdo's a dude.
Birdo's a chick. What are you talking about?
We all know that.
No, dude, I
Birdo's literally
Birdo's
a chick. Yes.
No.
Birdo is a chick.
Ready to go? That's just the censorship talking, Zach.
Yes, that is the censorship.
You can't tell because you've been blinded by censorship.
Yeah, Birdo's actually a dude that likes to play as a chick.
The original intention.
He's actually a chick.
I'd fuck Birdo.
Miyamoto originally intended.
Super Mario was originally going to be a... Mario was originally going to be a transsexual prostitute, but they was changed to be a male plumber instead.
That was Metroid. That was Samus. Didn't you hear Metroid?
There.
Oh, is that why the swimsuit thing
is? Didn't you hear
exists?
That Samus is a transsexual?
Ocarina of Time's Fire Temple theme got censored
it
for
did.
Sounding too
it
Muslim.
Did. That was hilarious.
That was after the initial release.
Well, because the way the Muslim culture works is they, when they pray, they quote unquote sing, but they don't call it music. They say it's blasphemy if you call that music. And so they use like Muslim praying in the Fire Temple for their music, and people got pissed off about it.
And I like that theme too.
It's funny.
Granted, the change one in any worse. Yeah. But you know.
Oh yeah, and the and Wolf was the newer Wolfenstein stuff in Germany. The Nazi symbols
That's
are completely gone.
Hysterical.
Yeah, Nazis.
Thought about that. It's almost as if you can't actually talk about Nazis or say or post anything about Nazis or do anything even remotely related to Nazis in Germany.
Yeah, they really don't like it.
Who'd have fucking thunk it? I'd be pretty ashamed too.
But that's the thing. All these different countries have their own censorship rules, and what's okay with us isn't for others. For example, Japan's okay with the sex. We're not.
But apparently
we're okay with blood and swear words.
Nudity gets censored when you bring it over to Japan.
Yeah. It depends on the game.
Actually, no. Japan actually does modify anything related to sex and nudity.
Ironically.
Because of fear and concern
for
morality.
They do have very strict censorship
it's
laws.
It's so bizarre. Like, you can go
nudity.
Into a manga shop and go down a fucking...
But they do cut down on gore and violence. I don't give a fuck.
Welcome
I was
back
finishing
to
my sentence.
Over Damien. Fucking mute him.
So, you can go into a manga store in Japan and then go down a stairwell to go to the next floor, and you're not even making it to the next floor before you see a bunch of porn pictures on the like walls of the stairwell. It's crazy.
Yep. Awesome.
People like, you can see everything, but the genitals get censored. Like, either they get completely blacked out, white out, or mosaic.
I like, okay, what's your favorite? Black, white, or mosaic? I'm a particular fan of the lightsaber dick. That's my favorite.
I kind of jump between the white and the mosaic. I can deal with one of those.
This is not going to be a porn podcast. Not today. Not today.
Black line. Black lines the single matter. Black line is the best. If you disagree.
And no censored smoking images as well. Smoking was another no-no. You can't have a character smoke.
Why do you think companies care about these things as much? Especially moving, like, sure, some companies don't want to have such niche audiences. But
people are also too fucking sensitive. You got to keep that in mind.
Especially the past 10 years.
There's a lot of reasons. Like, I said it once, but cultural difference is a pretty huge reason why you might censor something in one country but not in another. And some things that you can do in some cultures are accepted, other things are not. If you give a thumbs up to somebody, like in North America, it's like a symbol for, like, you did it, good job. You do not do that shit when you're in Italy. That's very, very bad. It's like you will offend the somebody. Finger.
Yeah, isn't that where the bite your thumb
that's
thing
not like
comes
Shakespeare
from?
Time.
I'm not sure.
That's like old England.
I'm not sure.
Because he used that in Romeo and Juliet.
But that's like one example of how extremely different these cultures can be. Mm-hmm. And that's why they have such drastically different censorship laws.
And anytime someone tries...
Like removing Nazi imagery in Germany, that makes a lot of sense. Some of it doesn't seem to make as much sense, but that's just the way that they've been living their entire lives. And they don't really know anything different. And there's no real reason for them to change it, because they've been getting along just fine. Make everything else change for them.
I also think when the controversy pops up for when some studio out there tries to do that, the amount of shit getting from the media and other places just either, one, isn't worth it, or two, they're EA and they want all the attention they can get.
Or they're Konami and just hate everybody.
Yeah.
So here's another question. We watch a lot of movies and TV shows that don't get nearly as much censorship as video games do. Why do you think that's the case?
Video games are an interactive medium.
And
as opposed to the passive mediums of sitting and watching a TV show or a movie, if there's a scene where somebody's getting raped in a movie, that's a very different experience than being forced to rape somebody in a video game.
That's fair.
Technically true.
And then when the majority of the public sees video games as toys and not as art, of course they're not going to be okay with
it. As they're
But that's the thing. Video games are so young to the point
I feel
them.
Like that stigma has changed a lot, though.
Granted, the past 10 years
we've been very lucky for that
push for. But it still happens all the time. Far too often.
Yes, it does. Far too often.
Dead or Alive, Beach Volleyball 3 or something couldn't even come out over here, even though they were intending to.
Yeah, but I'm not going to cry about that because those games suck.
Fair.
Yeah, I don't really
They're
give
just
a shit.
Boobs there for the sake of boobs.
There is one other reason I think certain kinds of censorship still happen. Two other reasons. One is just corporations are... Sometimes things that used to be censored become normalized, I guess. But corporations will still censor them. The reasons for that tends to be those that corporations being run by, you know, are being fucking huge, are slow. They take time
to make
changes.
They're also run by old people most of the time.
Even if something is that too, so.
People with dated values or a twisted sense of morality.
We're
talking about video game industry. We know what we're talking about.
People don't even play
games.
Morality.
People will see it from a business perspective.
The hip
right?
kids
like,
are playing games now. We should make more money off of them.
Right.
Yeah.
But that'll change over time. Hopefully. As we get younger people involved.
When all the old people die.
When video games become more relevant and all sorts of stuff.
When video games get into the hands of the people that grew up playing video games, I think.
Well, and we're starting to see that
now. But as it is right now, we've still got another 20, 30 years of this shit.
Yeah.
We're seeing that from indie games.
People
like
grew up
games,
with
games.
But not something big industry.
It's not something that you see from coming out from EA or coming out from Activision.
Right.
Like, those aren't the people at the heads of those aren't people that grew up playing video games. They're not people that have a passion for video games. They're people that have a passion for business and a passion for making as much money as humanly possible so that they can line their wallets with fucking, I don't know, shit. I can't think of a really rare gemstone.
Diamonds.
I was going to say diamonds, but it's too easy.
Some of Nintendo's new developers grew up with the original Mario and Zelda. We're starting to see it. It's just, it's taking a long time. And certainly no one in business. Game development's entirely different than the people that calling the shot. What was your other reason, Kyle? You had two?
Yeah. The other one is some cases of censorship, like, say, in Persona 4 Arena, and I think the new in Persona 5, they actually use Japanese honorifics at the end of names and such, but the older Persona games didn't. And there's
that's reason just cultural for that. Differences.
When you use those, well, part of it is cultural differences. The other is that when you use things like that in English, it just sounds fucking dumb.
Yuichi-san, why are you doing this to me? Well, Maria-chan.
I want to invent an English honorific. It's spelled out C-N-T and it's pronounced cunt. You use it at the end of someone whose name you dislike. I'm going to walk up and be like, Damien cunt, how was your day?
How you doing today, Maria-kun? Top of the morning, yeah.
I never thought to say it was a Japanese accent. That'd be fucking hilarious. Fucked up, dude.
Domo, Maja-kun.
I'm not even.
The T sound is hard to make.
That entire word could not be used in Japanese because of the way their phonics go.
Phonetics.
Oh man, that's funny though.
Fuck it. It's English. They use that shit all the time.
Kuruntu. That's what it would be. It'd be Kuruntu.
Just like the.
Some bullshit like that.
I wanted to ask real quick, because there's kind of also, I would say, a vocal minority, but maybe it's the majority, I don't know, of people who see these censorship examples over here, and they're like,
oh yeah, I forgot there was also some in Kingdom Hearts, too.
That's a violation of free speech. What the fuck are you doing? And then other people are like, they should have the right to show whatever they want in a video game. And I'm like, you couldn't do that until the shitstorm hits and then we all get fucked for it.
You know? The main reason they censor stuff is because of damn publishers.
That's what we're talking about.
Because look what happens with Steam.
But I wanted to ask, is it an issue of free speech at all, or are people hyping that up to...
I don't think it's an issue with free speech. I mean, in some cases, yes, if you want to tell a story about killing a lot of Nazis and you want to sell it in Germany, then you're going to have to change it, which is going to cramp your style a little bit because the story is basically vapid at that point. You're not actually telling the story you want.
Yeah.
So there is loss of artistic integrity. Yeah. But I still think that if you were clever enough about the way you censor your games, you could still get the idea across.
So your game doesn't get damaged to the point of...
Yeah, so that you're not... So that it's not a completely different game.
Or you could
game or
basically go through, like, Steam and get this kind of stuff.
Well, I was actually going to talk about Steam real quick. The way Steam is a distributor and not a... I mean, they used to be a publisher and developer, but they don't really do that as much anymore. But they're a distributor, and they also censor games to distribute them. What do you guys think about that?
I think that makes perfect sense. If you want, it's the same thing that you have with publishers, right? They censor things so that they can keep their brand alive and so that they won't be associated with all these really awful things that are not acceptable. Steam has to do the exact same thing because they are a fucking colossal brand.
It's gotten to the point where Steam will flat out remove a developer's entire library from their store
just for being a fucking piece of shit.
Don't hurt your moneymaker.
Sterling.
That's why see games that get censored, but then they have these uncensored patches.
Why allow the game to be on your platform in the first place if you're not okay with the things that the game intended to have?
Steam can't regulate it.
Because it's a popular thing over in that country, and you think
we're talking about American games
in this country, and that would make a ton of money.
On top of that, Steam handles game uploads kind of the same way YouTube handles video uploads. I mean, think about how many new games hit Steam a day.
A day. Yeah. They can't regulate it.
Yeah, they ain't got the time. They don't have the time to go play every game through.
They could, but they don't.
Exactly. They could, but it's Valve. They don't do work anymore.
they're gonna wait for the one person to throw up enough of a fit about
it. I can confirm, Valve does do work. They do a really good job of making sure that their fucking download servers are down. When I want to download a game, I've been excited playing for years. You
fucking Indus Nigh. Remember when Indus Nigh came out and we had to wait like fucking hours?
I was losing my fucking shit when that game dropped. I had to wait so long.
Dude, it's censorship,
Shit.
Trying to censor the game.
Just because that word said the F, just because that game Ash said the F word, we had to wait to download it.
Yeah, it's because Ash says the fuck word like four times. Ooh, you can't wait hours to download this shit. Fuck you. That might have been entirely Ed and Terrence.
Fair enough.
The game was released. They just wouldn't let me download it.
Yeah, I think it's fair. I don't think the artistic integrity of some of these games are going to get ruined. I don't think free speech is getting ruined. It's just, you got to be careful, right? You can't go around doing stuff unless it has a point and it's intentional and you back up your reasons, right?
Like, unless you're like the developers of You May Nikki, then you just like do shit.
Right, do what you want. And that's the thing. If you're niche, you have an audience and you're willing to take risk. If you're, you know... Nintendo, you probably can't.
Nintendo does actually take some risks, though, although that tends to be more in, like, the game direction department, less of the
game design.
Thematic department.
And they've gotten a lot better at it.
I mean, they're about to...
Can we talk about
their cardboard?
They're
about to put a game out called...
I was thinking, like, the difference between the original Mario Brothers and, like, Super Mario Odyssey.
Well, we're getting Bayonetta.
We're getting Nekopara,
you know?
On the
side. Nekopara.
So fucking hard.
Getting all of them on the Switch, too, is like,
pretty baller.
You know, like...
One whole price for all the volumes.
We're long past the days of crosses and smoking being seen as taboo for games.
Well, now it's just sex. All about acceptance, right?
Yeah.
It's all about
even,
the damn
even though you can censor things and kink shame people.
And we shall say we don't kink shame anyone here.
Well,
I kink shame Damien because he's into fucking lollies and that shit's weird.
Lollies is just the tip of the iceberg. Lollies is fine compared to some of the shit Damien's into. But that's a whole nother topic for a whole nother day.
Like pregnant and all that?
Even Prego, I think, is fine.
That's just weird, dude.
Kids? No.
When are we gonna get
They're
longer?
Not kids!
Can we have the Lordy episode later,
I've
please?
I've seen anime. They're basically kids.
Can we not talk... can we just...
I'd like to request an episode right now. Damien and I and Zach all have to be on it, where we talk about some really weird fetish shit.
Fetish the podcast.
The Lions on our fetish cast.
Oh boy.
Coming at ya.
Getting hot already thinking about it.
Yep.
I'm already jerking.
Okay, so... I mean, I don't really have a whole lot else to talk about this. I'm curious, do anybody have anything else they want to add to the conversation?
We ready to do final thought, boys?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't really have much I can add.
Nah.
Yeah, I figured this was going to be kind of a shorter podcast.
We got more out of it than I thought we would.
Yeah.
I know. I was actually able to add things while playing a video game.
Yeah.
Look at that. Same. I did it for once.
Same.
That's crazy. Who would have thought?
Who would have thunk
it? So, Aiden, what are your final thoughts?
Final thoughts. I'm not the type of person who gets all up in arms about video game censorship ever, which granted might be just due to the type of games I play and me placing values in other parts rather than others. But for the most part, I'm fine with it. I haven't come across a case where it's like so bad that it ruined the game for me or anything to that effect. And I think it's going to be something that we're going to continue to see until both the video game audience sort of grows, as well as developers, business people, the media as a whole. And, you know, all that sort of fun stuff. Until then, though, we're going to see some censorship. There's going to be some good stuff. There's going to be some bad stuff. And we're going to have to work through it as a community and be like, is this okay or is this not okay? I think these debates are important to have. And if a game gets censored, you're free to talk about it. Let's see if we can come to a better common ground.
Cool.
But that's it.
What about you, Damien?
If you've censored my anime titties, I'm going to be mad.
I fucking knew that was coming. I was just gonna be like, Damien's just going to be like, don't take away my titty bars.
Yes. Don't fuck with my anime titties and my panty shots.
Okay, I gotcha. We will not fuck with the titty bars. We will leave the black bars over the titties.
You can fuck with the panty shots. Don't mess with the tits. I agree with that.
Or put a cheat code where you can see
those,
them.
Those are not my final thoughts. But
or you could do like the Galgun publisher didn't put out that DLC.
Yeah, because I want to pay to see titties.
I want microtransactions.
If I'm
going to
do that, I'm going to go to a strip club. Kyle?
But they're not anime.
I don't mind censorship too much as long as it's not egregious. Sometimes it like in the case of Fire Emblem Fates, it does remove things that are just, why? But sometimes it removes things that, why would you bother removing it?
What,
or
in, you want to rub on the head of your cute waifu?
In some cases, lack of localization due to censorship has hurt a game, such as Imagination is the Only Escape. But honestly, it's not something I'm going to get too up in arms about. Although I do feel that everything should be localized just for the sake of more games getting to more people.
I agree with that.
But as for...
That would take a shit ton of manpower.
That's why it doesn't happen more often.
Be a localizer today.
Especially for smaller studios. They just can't do it, but...
What is this shit?
But yeah, it's not something I'm going to get freaked out about.
Alright.
Yo, real talk. No one bitched about Mother 3.
Yo!
That's fine.
I thought for sure we were going to get that.
Yo, we're already past the point where Zach said, do you guys want to add anything? Fuck that shit.
I didn't want to talk about it anyway. I was just surprised.
I didn't want to talk about it either.
No one ever talks about Mother 3.
Yeah, Reggie doesn't want to talk about it either.
Poor Reggie.
Edgy Reggie, right?
I have a really... I like to think of it as a really weird sort of place when it comes to censorship in video games or anything, really. I think most people will agree with me on this, though, is that it's fine to have it be censored for, like, cultural differences to avoid, you know, potentially upsetting hordes of people and causing, like, national disputes, but... If I want to play an uncensored version of the game, then why the fuck can't I play an uncensored version of the game?
So why not offer both?
If I want to see this game in all of its original glory with all the original intent, if I want to be able to bring little girls into my room and pat their heads, I don't
or
see why
boys.
I shouldn't be allowed to.
Well, DVDs have uncut versions. We don't really see that a lot with games.
Yeah.
Well,
I think
that's probably a space issue in a lot of cases.
Bottom line, I think it's fine. You can censor them. That's cool. This is a lot of flashy stuff happening on my main screen. I'm very distracted. I like flashy colors.
Autistic.
Almost
passed. Dang, you made a funny joke, everybody.
My nickname on Discord.
Fuck.
What was I gonna say? Right. It's like, yeah. I see the purpose of it, but I wish I could access non-censored versions of everything that I play just to see what it's like at the very least.
Yeah.
Without having to like
pirate that shit,
region lock system, or pirate it, or go to the fucking country or something like that. I'm not gonna pay an inordinately large amount of money just so I can get a fucking boob slider. Are you kidding me?
Yeah. That's part of the reason I don't go out of my way to pick up uncensored versions. It's I don't want to spend a bunch of money to be able to make bigger boobs.
Well, technically, you could always just go and get the Southeast Asian version.
On eBay.
But sometimes those are really the ones that have English stuff because of Hong Kong and stuff.
Emphasis on the sometimes.
For my final thoughts, You know, you guys know me most for my my communist nature, so I think that, you know, free speech should be abandoned and that, you know, everything should be censored. So if you have boobs in your game, just get them out, like, just completely. Just slice them off. Make them all flat-chested. If you've got profanity, don't use any of that darn language, kids. And, you know, blood.
Agreed.
We don't bleed. We're human beings. What are you talking about?
Sweat or ash?
You won't cut me. I do not bleed.
At the end of the day,
we don't bleed. We drink oil. We spill oil.
At the end of the,
we are the oil man.
I really don't care too much about censorship issues. They don't really bother me that much. I think if it messes up the game, like if there's like a critical part of the game that's missing, that obviously sucks and that's ridiculous. I think censorship in general, if you have a product that's probably pushed towards an older audience, but you want to censor it just for the sake to get more sales, I think that's crummy and that's, you know, that just, you're just being greedy. But other than that, I'd like to send out a little shout out to Reggie Miyamoto.
Please bring Mother 3 to America.
I knew
please.
It.
I just want to play it on the Switch.
No,
what the fuck Damien? Mother 3 is a good fucking, or it's supposed to be a good fucking game. I want to play it. Have you ever played Earthbound? You have it because you're not a good fucking human being.
Yo, I haven't played Earthbound either.
Earthbound is fucking amazing. It's like one of the best RPGs of the.
Oh, I could really piss you off. I played Earthbound and I didn't think it was very good.
Wow.
Man.
So, Aiden, if you would like to, tell people where they can find you, and then we can end the podcast.
Okay, you can find me on my channel, Blue Couch Productions.
Hashtag censorship.
You can find me on my channel, Blue Couch Productions. On my Twitter, Blue Couch YT. I sometimes stream on Twitch, Blue Couch Productions on Twitch as well. And check out the other podcast that I do with Zack Snyder called Another YouTube Podcast and Gaming Through the Ages with Jay the Zoomster whenever he decides to upload an episode.
I wish you would have just stopped on. Yeah, you can find me on my channel.
Thank you, everybody.
No.
Please,
I'm Damien. You can find me on Twitter at Project Theory, or you can find me on Twitch.com.
All right, Kyle, what's up? Go for it,
man. Dude, you just censored him.
Oh, fuck
that
you,
was
man.
Not me. Fuck off. I wish that was me. I'm playing covered.
Oh, fuck you, Marsh.
Dude, perfect fuck getaway. You, Marsh. Holy shit.
David just got Mother 3'd.
You can find me on Twitter, Project 3, sometimes on twitch.tv at Damien Floyd, and then maybe sometimes on YouTube, same name. Anyway, go fucking Kyle before I fucking say what I fucking always say.
Okay.
He wants to. He's just like on the tip of his tongue.
Okay.
You can hear the gears turning in reverse in his head so he doesn't
Kyle?
Say it.
Okay, so you can find me at YouTube under Life. On WordPress under For Fun and Profit, and on Standing Trials for Collaborative Writing.
Sweet. And Marjak.
Sweet. Yo, you can find me on Twitch at twitch.tv/Marjak. You can also hit me up on Twitter.
Perfect.
Damn, he got me. This is what I get for not fucking paying attention.
Fair enough.
Man. Alright, let me try this one again. Where did it leave off? I wasn't paying attention.
Twitter.
Twitter? Yeah. Twitter.com/MarjakGaming. Check out my YouTube, I guess. I have one video that's worth watching. And I only say that because the numbers on it are significantly larger than everything else.
Popularity means objectively
go
good.
Go ahead, Jeff.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. A 6 minute. It's like perfect time, too. It's like 6.5 minutes. It's right in the juicy zone.
Mm. But anyways, you know where I am. I'm on this channel. You can find me in all the stuff in the description box below. In the meantime,
did you just fucking deafen him instead of muting him?
Don't forget the meantime,
door. Yeah, don't forget
the question of.
I'm gonna find where you.
The question of the week is
me,
on the screen right now. So answer that in the comments. Let us know if there's any topics specifically that you would like us to talk about. And until next time, hope you guys have a great day.
Question of the week, which is who's
best. Make sure to look out, Donnie.
Your answer is incorrect.
Jay the Zoomster at youtube.com.